Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. defense chief says sanctions against Russia are tied to Russia's Ukraine policy. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said today during a visit to Ukraine that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force, and that U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain in place until the government in Moscow changes its behavior. Mattis spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after a meeting with him and other leaders in Kiev. The Pentagon chief reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and said it does not accept Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea. He also said Russia has not lived up to its commitments in the Minsk Agreement to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine, as well as other deals the country has endorsed.
Have no doubt the United States also stands with Ukraine in all things. We support you in the face of threats to sovereignty and territorial integrity and to international law and the international order writ large. We do not and we will not accept Russia's seizure of the Crimea. And despite Russia's denials, we know they are seeking to redraw international borders by force, undermining the sovereign and free nations of Europe.
Mattis added that the U.S. remains committed to finding a diplomatic resolution to the situation in Ukraine. Now, various news agencies quote police as saying two people were hurt in a blast in central Kiev Thursday as Ukraine was celebrating Independence Day, indicating that it was caused by an unknown object. So far, no connection has been drawn between the visitation of the U.S. Defense Secretary to Kiev. This is VOA.